All right, I'd like to welcome everyone back. This is the fourth shiur in the Sha'arei Kedusha, in the Gates of Repentance, by Rav Yonah Gerundi. We are going to begin now on the 21st chapter of the first shiur, of the first gate, which begins the sixth principle of tshuva. The principle of busha, of shame. Vihine hachote yevosh me'od la'avor averot lifnei b'nei adam. We find that a person who sins, that he is embarrassed to do so in front of others. Vayikalem im yargisho v'yakiru be'averotav. He will be completely and totally broken if he feels and he knows that somebody else knows that he is involved in these sins. Ve'ech lo yavosh min Hashem yibarach. How can it be then that he doesn't have embarrassment before the Creator? How can that be? What is another man in relationship to him? What is Hashem in relationship to him and who he is? This, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him, brought him into the world, supported him, kept him and held him and worked with him every single day of his life, and yet he would act in such a way against his Creator. Is there anybody that cannot think into his life and see the miracles that were done for him from his very birth and entrance into this world, to surviving his childhood, to surviving his growth into manhood? I don't think there's anyone who can't finger moments in his life where he knows that either harm was averted or success was guaranteed through the hand of God. And when one sees clearly those moments in his mind's eye, even now, it awakens within him an appreciation of God's care for him, but also awakens within one an embarrassment for not having kept up our side of the bargain. How is this possible? It is for one reason and one reason alone, and that is that Hashem is far from our senses. But nevertheless, it is something that we can perceive. The hand of God is something that we can experience and have experienced in our life. Making use of those moments in the darkest times is a tremendous tool in awakening within oneself a recognition of who he is in relationship to God. Someone that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares deeply about, who desires his service, that Hashem wants from us to serve him. But it also develops within us a recognition of how insignificant our individual personal wills are in the light of God's divine will that we were charged with bringing and revealing here. Chapter 22, V'hamadrega ha'elyona v'zeh, the highest level in this, Shikalem ha'adam alavonotav milifnei Hashem yibarach. That a person should be embarrassed for the sins which he has done before God. Ve'inyan hachlama v'hargasha v'busha v'ishtanut ziv banav. And the matter of this idea of embarrassment is a deep feeling of shame and a physical changing of the face of a person himself, sweating, shaking. At the realization of what we have done or have not done in the service of Hashem. Uvrot achote ki Hashem yiparach ma'avir avono u'marich lo ve'enu nifram imenu v'lo kechata'a v'asalo v'lo ke'avonotav gemal alav v'yosif busha b'vavo. When the sinner sees that Hashem, that he has forgiven him for his sins, he has placed them aside, and he has extended to him patience so that he may do tshuva, that he may repent, and that he may fix what he's done, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't reach out and extract payment for his sin there on the spot. And like his sin, the sinner's sin that he did before God, so God doesn't do to him. God is not acting with him in the way that he is acting with God. Yosif Bushavivo, he will increase upon his heart shame. How? How could I be this way? How could I go against my Creator? How could I rebel? God's King of the universe. If a person was to stand before a king in a physical court, and he was to disregard his words and his commands, how many seconds would he stand alive there in the court? Yet Hashem deals with us with compassion and is slow to anger. V'yasig adam madregat ebusha v'hitboded lachshov b'gdulat Hashem. Achieving levels of shame comes with secluding ourselves in thoughts of the greatness of God. When we contemplate how He fills the world, surrounds the world, how everything is completely and totally under His divine providence. This is His world. And we're messing up in it. We're not concerned for the fact that we are meddling in God's plan, that we are working against His desire that His midot, that His traits should be revealed in the world. How horrible is the one who rebels against his words. His shame will grow as he remembers and recalls always that God sees all his deeds. Every deed, there is never a moment that is not under the eye of Hashem. Beheder hederim, in the most inner of inner rooms, There God sees too. He sees one's inner desires and thoughts, his feelings. How embarrassed should a person be that when his eyes see something that is inappropriate, abhorrent, and yet nevertheless stirs within him a desire to run after this? How embarrassed should he be that his reaction to that which is a disgust is to desire to be part and parcel of that which is disgusting? But Sofer Machshavotav, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks and sees what is in man's mind. There is nothing hidden from him. We now begin the seventh principle. Hakni'a b'chol lev v'hashiflut. Humbling and lowering oneself. Ki ha-makir et boro yeda kama ha-over al devarav sah v'shafal v'nigra v'erko. For one who recognizes his Creator knows how abased, low, and fallen in worth he is, that he goes against his words. Hashem proclaimed in all of our ears at Har Sinai his desire for us. We, the Jewish people, placed upon ourselves the yoke of heaven, na'aseh v'nishma, we will do and we will listen. We will take responsibility. We will do what you have asked. We will be your servants. In our accepting responsibility, we become the chosen people. Not just from God's choice, but from our acceptance of the mission. With our acceptance of this, and with our being chosen, if we don't recognize how far away we become from Hashem when we remove these responsibilities, when we imagine in our minds that we don't have the responsibilities, that we don't have to listen to His words, how fallen and low then are we? So if we have sinned, we should look at ourselves and humble ourselves and see ourselves as fallen in our own eyes, as having not kept up to our end of the bargain. But David alav shalom bihitvadoto al cheto bevo alav natan avi, and David HaMelech, when he admits his sins, when Natan HaNavi came to him, Amar v'sof devarav, he said in the end of his words in Tehillim Nun Aleph, Zivche Elokim Ruach Nishbara. Sacrifices to God are broken spirits. Lev Nishbar Venitke Elohim Lo Tivze. The broken and contrite heart God does not despise. When we recognize that we are not fulfilling our responsibilities and we take responsibility for having been in this low position and we break our hearts over it, that is immediately accepted to God and is sweeter to Him than the sweetest of all sacrifices. This God never turns away. This is what He desires most from us. Ruach nishbara, ruach nimucha. A broken spirit means a low spirit. It means humility. Lamadu mizeki ahana miikre hatshuva. Humbling oneself, we see, is one of the foundations and principles of returning to God. Ki ha-mizmor hazeh yesod musar liikrei ha-tshuva. Because this is one of the mizmorim, of the tehillim, of the psalms, that teaches us the foundations and principles of return to God. O v'hachna'ah yitratzeh adam el Hashem. When we throw ourselves down, God raises us up. With humility, we find favor with Hashem. In this midah in particular, when we remove our sense of self, embrace Hashem's will, and recognize that the only thing that is I is our mission, is our fulfilling of God's will. Performing His mitzvot, embracing His Torah, and taking the full and complete responsibility of being that which Hashem has desired of us in His creating us. Twenty-fourth chapter. There is another place in the gates of humility where the various levels of humility will be discussed and humbling of oneself will be discussed. It is such an important principle in Torah. And in tshuva, that an entire shar, an entire gate is dedicated to it. And it will be discussed in that place. But for here, for the purposes of this particular part of the discussion and the principles of tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah now tells us about the highest level in connection with tshuva. V'madrega ha'yona b'hachna'a ha'muchuyevet mederech ha'tshuva shi'agdir v'yadir avodat Hashem. The highest level of humbling of oneself that one is obligated to do in the path of repentance is that he should raise and glorify the service of Hashem. V'lo yahazik tova la'atzmo. He does not take personal credit for his fulfillment of the Torah and the mitzvot. He does not perform like a monkey in a show for others. He acts as a conduit of his master's desire. Again, ki yiktan akol benav ki neged mashu chayav avodat Hashem. And at the very least, he should make in his mind all of his deeds as being small in relationship to what he is obligated to do for Hashem. That how can he take from the glory of those deeds for himself when he hasn't even paid for his existence? Aken yikana v'yavod v'hatzne'ah. He should therefore humble himself and act unobtrusively, privately. ולא יחמוד כבוד על מעשיו הנכבדים. He shouldn't desire honor for those honorable deeds that he's doing. ולא יבקש תפארת על פעליו המפוארים. He shouldn't ask that he should be beautified by the beautiful deeds that he's doing. ויסתירם מדעתם כפי יכולת. He should hide wherever possible his deeds from the vision of others. זה עיקר כניעתך או כפיפתך לעבוד את השם והצניע לכת. 25th chapter, Rabbeinu Yonah tells us, this is the main way to humble oneself, to serve Hashem in modesty. Because by doing so, by acting quietly and privately, in doing the mitzvot, you are showing that your desire is not for the honor of the deeds. Afki al hamalot asher lo yachpots behen ayotzer et yitzurav. For not only that, but the very things, the very aspects and praises that man desires should come upon him are not even that which God desires that we should take upon ourselves. Ki ein litahel ben, one cannot praise himself on those matters. Kamo ha'osher v'agvura, like being rich or being strong, u'minei ha'chokhmot, and all the various wisdoms. Zulat ha'sechel v'yado et Hashem yibarach, for the only matter which a man has any honor in his being, is that part of him which has embraced and understands and knows his Creator. Fulfilling one's potential in recognizing his Master is the one matter that we can compare each other to. For wisdom. Wisdom is a gift of birth. Strength, this is part of your frame, part of who you are in your physical being that was created by God, not by you. The bird does not walk around haughtily. I can fly, for that is how he was created. Rich, poor, all this is in the hands of God. It's not for us to crown ourselves with that which does not belong to us. Chafav, 26th chapter. ועוד נתחייב בעל התשובה על הקנייה. And further, the penitent must develop humility.
For he's obligated to remove from his soul any traits that caused him to sin or produce offenses. It's this trait itself, gava, self-centeredness, pride, that brought him to sin in the first place.
V'hagava mesabevet kama avirot umagberet yetzer lev hadam alav. Pride causes many sins, and it increases desire in man's heart. When a person begins to believe that he is deserving, he's owed, it's his right to take that which his eyes see. Gava, pride, is the matter that takes hold of a man and drowns him in sin. Uvala gava nimsar biyad yitzro. A person who is self-centered is giving himself over to his desires. Ki en ezer Hashem imo, achrei asher hu toavat Hashem. Because God's help will not be with him, because he is disgust in God's eyes. When one lifts himself up above the world, he pushes Hashem away from him. There's only room in your body for one of you, your holy soul or your animal soul. Your physical desires and wants and beliefs of self-importance versus God's holy soul that he's placed in you. The bearer of a mission to fulfill his will. There's only room for one or the other. And if you choose wrong, Hashem will not be there to assist that person in his return to God. For in truth, we need Hashem's help every single day to serve him properly, to rectify that which we have done wrong, to lift us up and to place upon us a spirit of deeper service and fulfillment of his Torah. 28.
V'od chayav bal tshuva likana ulekayem alav lihitnaeg al derech she'amru rabotenu zichronam levracha v'havishafar ruach v'fnei kol adam. Further, the penitent is required to humble himself and to act in the way that the rabbis of blessed memory have told us that we should be, a broken spirit before all men. V'yasig mizeh shelo yichas v'lo yakpid al chaverav. We understand from here that we shouldn't be angry at others. We should not be particular about ourselves.
in relationship to our friends, taking offense to every matter that does not go according to the way that we want.
And so in all things he hears,
he should overlook any injustices to himself.
And with this he will merit that his sins will be atoned.
כמו שאמרו זיכרונם לברכה, המעביר על מידותיו מעבירים לו על כל פשעיו.
As we learn from our sages in Gemara Rosh Hashanah,
one who overlooks the injustices to himself,
Hashem will overlook all of his sins to him.
Mida keneged mida. Measure for measure, his forgiveness will be given.
The ninth principle.
Hachna'a v'ma'aseh.
שיתנהג במענה רך. He must accustom himself to answer others softly. כי עניין שנאמר, מענה רך ישיב חמה.
One who answers softly removes wrath from himself.
בקול נמוך, in a relaxed voice,
Kize mederech hashiflut, because this is in the path of humbling of oneself and lowering oneself.
V'yu tamid enav shahot,
his eyes should always be lowered.
Kinyan shneamar v'shach enayim yoshia, he saves those with lowered eyes.
V'simanei ha'achna'a,
and the signs of humility and humbling of oneself,
k'mo ma'anei rach, they are like answering softly.
V'kol hanamuch,
and the relaxed voice.
V'shahut ha'ayin,
and the lowering of eyes.
Yaskiru
l'hachni'a dibo,
they will remind him to humble his heart.
The ninth principle,
Shvirat hata'ava agashmit,
the breaking of physical desire.
Yashiv elibo ki hata'ava olela lenafsho lahato v'limshoch avon v'chavle hashaveh.
He must settle in his heart that desire brings his soul to sin and draws transgression through falsehood.
V'yaseh gader lishmor et derech hatshuva.
Each and every one of us has to make borders to guard ourselves into the path of return to God.
V'yifrosh min ha'tanugim,
and separate out from pleasures.
It's not that there's no purpose
in these things.
It's that we have to rise above
seeking pleasure and move into a path of seeking God and the pleasure in that being our motivation, being the factor of where we go. Even those things which are permissible, he limits himself in those things. He doesn't run after desires there. By controlling the desires that come from the physical, he fine-tunes his ability to develop a desire for the spiritual. ויתנהג בדרכי הפרישות ולא יוכל רק לסובה נפשו וקיום גופו. He must behave in a way of separation, not eating to his fill and to maintain his body. By making himself a being of reason, of controlled passions and action, and not one who runs after lusts. Kol zaman she'adam holech achrei ha'tava, נמשך אחרי תולדות החומר וירחק מדרך הנפש המשכלת. ואז יתקבר יצרו עליו. As long as man runs after lusts and physical desires, he is distancing himself from the path of reason, and his desires will strengthen against him. והנה, התאווה הנתונה בלב אדם שורש כל הפעולות. In the 32nd chapter, Rabbeinu Yonah tells us that desires of the heart are the source of all actions. Therefore, what sort of desire is our desire? לכן, אם יתקן התאוות, if he properly orders his desires to be aligned with God's desires, what will be? Tachat asher kol ha'evarim yishartum. Instead of being a servant of all of his limbs and bodily functions, yimshechem achrei hasechel, they will follow after reason, v'ilavu alav yishartuhu, they will accompany and serve him. Yishru kol ha'evarim, so that all his actions are proper. כי כאשר ישבר אדם תאוותו גם בדברים המותרים. When a man breaks his desire, even for that which is permitted, בזה תצליח הנפש. His soul will be successful with this. והמידה הזאת, this midah, this trait of separating away from these physical desires, it'll be sweet for it. Ki yarim hasech yado v'gavar. Reason will have the upper hand and will win. The foolish ideas of the world, the foolish desires for the physical, momentary pleasures that exist and that we encounter day in and day out, there'll be nothing against the hand of reason once one has trained himself to control his physical passions and desires in this world.
הקסירים אשר אינם שוברים תאוותם ורודפים תמיד תענוגות בני אדם. The fools that don't break their desires and they run all the time after the physical desires of people. כי תפגע תאוותם בדרך חת וכל דבר רע לא יסורו ממנו. ונקראו חסידים על רדיפת התענוגים. He will come ultimately to fulfill those wishes in ways of sin, in evil ways. Once a person has made himself a product of desire, a product of pleasure seeking, he becomes narcissistic. Every moment a need for a greater and stronger pleasure in order to keep up his buzz from his pleasure seeking. He's a fool, and he's a fool for running after these desires. מי שמבקש ללכת אחר תאוותו ורצונו נפרד מכל חבר ועמית. What are you going to find? That person who has made his desire in life to run after the physical pleasures that he desires and wants, he finds himself being estranged from his fellow man. כי ריחקו ממנו אוהב ורעה. His loved ones and friends desert him. Why? כי תאוות בני אדם ומידותם חלוקות. Because every man has different desires, has different physical pleasures that they are seeking. אין רצונו של זה כי רצונו של זה. Two people seeking out different pleasures will seek out different directions. Why are there so many divorces in this world today? We've just grown apart. No, you've both chosen different things to lust after. If you were running and questing for the true goals you wouldn't be apart. You would be coming together from the simple reason of like desires, of common direction, of cooperation in obtaining the goals. You would be a working company, an entity. אכן אם ילך בדרך השכל, therefore when one works and moves his life through reason, אז יתחברו לו החברים ויהיו אוהבים רבים, then he finds he has many friends and many loved ones. For he is rational and driven by rational causes that others wish to participate in and be part of. 32. ואותי מצא לו תועלת בשברו התאווה הגשמית. There are other things to gain from his breaking of his physical desires. כי אם תשאלנו תאהבתו דבר בליעל ועבירה, ידבר אל ליבו, הן בהתר לא אמלא תאהבתי, ואיך אשלח ידי באיסור. That by having broken his physical desires, if now a
arises within him a desire to sin, since he's even accustomed to hold back and to control his passions and what is permissible, he will now have the power to hold himself back from his interest in sin. Va'od, and further, timaseh b'shvirat ta'ava to'el rabah v'atzuma. You'll find another tremendous thing that will come out from this in the 33rd chapter. Ki yigale b'tzedek libo v'tuv chetzo l'tshuva, ki mo'etz hateva asher garam lo achet, uv'zeh yitratzel Hashem yibrach v'imsachen be'enav. That if his desire and urges come upon him, he will be able to muster a deep sense of disgust that he has already made part of his nature, he will be disgusted by anything that will bring him to sin, and so he will become desirous to his Creator, and his Creator will find him to be beautiful and desirable. 34. Va'amru rabbeinu zichron lebracha, kol mi sheyesh bo shlosh midot halalu, whoever has these three traits, and Chachamim have told us in Pirkei Avot, hu mitalmidav shel Avraham Avinu, ayin tova, a kindly eye, veruach nemucha, a humble spirit, venefesh shefela, and a lowly spirit. Inyan nefesh shefala, the idea of a lowly spirit, she'enu holech achar hata'ava hagashmit gam bidvarim hamutarim, that he does not run after pleasure seeking of physical things even when they're permissible to him. God willing, as we now enter into Rosh Hashanah in a matter of days, each and every one of us will do a full and complete accounting of ourselves and our lives and turn our hearts above towards Hashem, and God willing see and greet Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mirah b'yomenu, Amen.